Today's daf is daf Nun Beis, and we're holding in Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Shviyi, Arba Mitot at the Halakha Mishnah, Mitzvat HaNisrafim. So having finished the Mitzvat HaNiskalim, let's go on to the details of the Mitzvat HaNisrafim. So the first thing we did there was Ayum Meshakinoto Bezevel Adar Kavutav. What we want to do is we want to make sure that he's unable to move and to thrash around, particularly in this particular case. We'll see there's maybe other issues in the other cases, but here it's very important that the body not be burned. We don't want, even though he's a Nisraf, as we'll see, it's not his skin that's meant to be burned. And we're afraid that if he moves around, he's just going to get burned. And so therefore, we just get him up to his knees so that he can't move easily. We want to force his mouth open. So the way we do that is we put a tough kind of chain inside of a soft cover so that it doesn't damage his skin, but it's still strong enough to force his mouth open. We wrap it around his neck. It forces him to open his mouth. One guy pulls one way, one guy pulls the other way. Madlikatapti is really not a very accurate kind of language. But the thing is this, the ptila that it's referring to here is a actual thin metallic cylinder of lead. And it's made thin so that it melts easily. So it's because of the fact that it's shaped like a candle, which is called the petilah, because it's almost all wick. You know, in the lamp, we refer to the lamp as the ner. What we call a ner has nothing to do with a ner in the Gemara. A ner is a lamp. So the things that we call candles are called petilot because they're mostly wick, because wick runs all the way through them. So here, because it's shaped like a wick, it's shaped like a candle, they also use the word to light the candle. Obviously, you can't really light a stick of lead. So what it means is to melt the lead. And then, zor kalatoch piv, you pour the molten lead through his open mouth, and it destroys his internal organs instantly. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that's a good idea. Afui mate be adam, lo yumakayim bo mitzvat tzrefa. And these guys are pulling on his neck. Isn't that a little ridiculous? And so if he goes and dies on them, what then? So then they weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah Sanis Rafim. No, you don't want to do that. Ela Patech et Piv Bitzvat, what you use is a plier, Shalobitovato, if he doesn't want to cooperate, so you force it open. There was once a story with a bat kohen who was mizaneh, and I remember they wrapped her around with these chavileh zmurot, and they burned her on the spot, and they didn't do any of this stuff. I don't know. They took it very literally, and they actually burned her. Amrulah mipnei shelo haya beitin shelo tasha abaki, as we'll see, that was a beitin of tzedukim. The tzedukim take the psukim literally. And so because they're unable to be derished, the Gzera Shava, they took it to mean you're supposed to burn her. My petila. When you say a petila, I mean, surely you don't mean a petila. What exactly are you referring to? It says the Gemara, what we mean is something shaped. Amar of Mat, that means it's something shaped like a petila. Like a petila of avar. It's shaped like lead. It's shaped like a candle of lead. Minalan, what makes you say that that's the way to be Mekayim Sreifa? It sure doesn't sound like a very literal Sreifa. To use molten lead and not to affect the outside of the body. I don't know. Where'd you get that from? Well, actually, we learned it from a pasuk. Over here it says the Sreifa, Lashon V'Sarfua, and Sreifa appears also by Adat Korach. So over here it says Be'eshti Sreifa. Over there it says Hasrufim. Asherik Rivo Hasrufim. Now, just like over there, as we're going to see, by the Adat Korach, Malahalan, Sreifat Nishama V'Guf Kayam, it wasn't that they were literally burnt up, it's that they were internally consumed. But their body was untouched from the outside. Afkan Sreven Neshama V'Guf Kayam, it must mean to do the same thing here for the Nisrafim Ba'ishti Saref. Rabbi Elazar Omer, we learn it out actually from B'nai Aharon. Over there it says, Yivku et ha-sreifa, she-sreifa Hashem. So over there, it's also called Sreifa, and here it's called Beishti Sareif, and we know that the Bnei Aharon, Adav Aviyu, Ma Hatam Sreifat Nishama V'Guf Kayam, Avkan Sreifat Nishama V'Guf Kayam. So the Man Yomer who learns that from Adat Korach, how does he know that Adat Korach was not actually burned, which certainly a literal interpretation of the Psukim would imply? Minole, how does he know that, Dichtiv? So meaning of binafshotam, that means their souls were what was affected, nishmatan nisrefet. But guf kayam, the body itself was untouched. The other man, the Amar, who doesn't learn it from there, but instead learns it from Srifat b'nei Aharon, Rabbi Lazar, he says, no, that means that they were actually burned by Adat Korach. And that was Srefa Mamash. When it says Benav Shotam, it doesn't mean that only their nefesh was burned, because it's not even in that context. It means that they were Nitchayvu Srefa Al Iskei Nav Shotam, that they ended up being chayev to be burned in this fashion, because of the way that they were being Eisek in their nefesh. Remember, Kol ha-nefesh asher lo tu'uneh, or v'initem et nafshotechem. What does that mean? It means eating and drinking. So here too, the people that backed Korach were conned into backing Korach psychologically because they ended up following Korach through a meal, drinking and eating. Reish Lakish. The Omer Reish Lakish. Why is it that David HaMelech refers to Bechanfei La'agei Ma'og Chorok Alay Shineimo? Very strange passage. Bechanfei, obviously, it's Chanifa. So people who are being Machanif, so they're flattering now, they're going along with these phonies. La'ag is the sense of making fun of that which is important. Ma'og, we just had by the story of Eliyahu. The woman said, I don't have ma'og in my house. In other words, it means something to eat, a piece of bread. So because of the achila v'shtia that they participated with Korach, chorok alai shinemo, the teeth were gnashed at me. What is that referring to? It's referring to b'shvil chanufa, shechnifu l'korach, al iskei l'gima, because of the fact that Korach treated everybody, he was a very rich guy, took him out to the top restaurants out there in the Midbar, you know, what's the La Différence, that's for the Manishtana. So instead of that, he took him to La Différence, and they ended up, because of that, getting high, and they're eating and drinking. He talks to them about Moshe, and they all go along with him. So because of that, Charak alayim tzar shel geinam shinav. So there, the master of Gehenam gnashed his teeth at them. Uman de Yolif mibnei Aaron. How does he know, Rabbi Lazar, that bnei Aaron were not literally burned? Minolei tichtiv vayamutu lifnei Hashem. What is it? Vayamutu. That means kein mita. It means a death. That doesn't mean they're burned or crisp. It means that through that burning they died, which is a normal mita, kein mita. In other words, from the outside, nothing seems to be working very well, but it looks untouched, you know. So what's missing? I don't know. It's like these toys that stop working. Ve'idach ha'yis refa mamash avoy. Masha enkein, the reason that we had to go to the Bnei Korach was because, Ravata, because he holds that that case was actually refa mamash. And why does it say vayamutu? Vayamutu simply means it started that way. The atchabu megavoy kein mita, but then it kept going. The Tanya Abi Yosef ben Distoy Omer shnei chutin shel esh. There were like two little threads of fire that came out of the Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim, and they split into four, each one going into another one of their nostrils. So they were nichnasu shnayim b'chot mor shel zeh, and the datan and aviram shnayim b'chot mor shel zeh v'sor fum, burnt them out. V'hachtiv v'tochal otam. If you're saying that they were in the end completely consumed, so how can we be derish v'tochal otam as meaning otam v'lo? What's the v'tochal otam? Right? Does otam velo what? You're saying the whole thing. I thought it meant otam velo gufam. No. It means otam velo bigdehem. That indeed their entire body was burned, but the bigadim were not burned. Now, okay, so this gives us two possibilities here. Either we can learn out each one holds that the other one is not a good riot because that one was actually a real sreif. Of course, the question is, I mean, so who says to learn out the one that isn't real? Learn out the one that is real. Okay, not the Gemara will ask. But right now, the question is, why not learn it out from the Purim and Nisrafim? Also, the Torah tells us to burn things. That's the only place the Torah tells us to burn things is by Achi of Sreifa. So nobody thinks that the Purim and Nisrafim are supposed to be Ptil Shalavar is poured down their throat. You put it into a fire and you burn it, like all Korbanot. So why not say Malahalan Sreifa Mamash, Avkan Sreifa Mamash? Take it to mean exactly what the Torah means elsewhere when it talks about burning something up. Well, says the Gemara, because it's more mistaver that we should learn it out from a case of humans. Adam, either from whatever the case was, if you hold it was B'nai Aharon, or you hold it was B'nai Korach, B'adas Korach, because, look, first of all, Shekain, Adam, first of all, we're talking about human. We're going to learn a human from a human and not a human from a par. And furthermore, it's a chote, because we're learning a chote, who's Chai of Srefa, from people who were chote. The Paramount is rough and didn't do anything wrong. Furthermore, it's neshama. It's talking about where the neshama is taken through the Srefa. And the Parim is not, they were shechted like anything else. Then all you're doing is burning meat. How would I learn out killing from burning? It's two completely different issues. That doesn't make sense. Furthermore, pigul. I mean, there's absolutely no connection to anything that has to do with pigul. When you're talking about the parman is rough, you're talking about something as the technicalities of korbanah. So it's dinim of pigul. It's a little absurd to learn a human from that. It makes no sense. There's what shaykh pigul. So in the male, it's a whole different set of things. It makes a lot of sense to learn it, however, from either the adat korach or the menei aharon. Says the Gemara, well, but I mean, it also makes sense to learn it out from the Paramah Nisrafim. How about that, Lamelach? Because, after all, I mean, in both of these cases, it's a machshir. That is to say, what Bezdin is doing is what's supposed to be done. It's a machshir mitzvah. What the Paramah Nisrafim is being done to is also a machshir. And not only that, but it's also a chi of the Dairais. These were events, one-time events. Adat Korach, the Nadavaviyu. But this is a chiyav for Dari Doris. It doesn't make more sense to learn it from another chiyav. True, it does have those things in common with the Purim and Nisrafim. However, let's face it, Anach Nefishin. If you add it up, we've got more on the side to compare it to Adat Korach or to the Bnei Aharon. Man, the Yolif Ma'adat Korach, my time at Lord Yolif B'Bnei Aharon. Why doesn't he want to learn it out from Bnei Aharon? Well, because he says B'nai Aharon is real Sreifa. It's not the P'tila Shel Avar. And it's not the burning inside. It's Sreifa Mamash. So, what's wrong with that? So it's Sreifa Mamash. Right? You start off with the decision that it can't mean Sreifa Mamash. So now we're looking for a place where it's not Sreifa Mamash. That's crazy. How do you know not to learn it out from there? Omer Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Omer Krovi, Haftalorei HaKamocha, Baror Lo Mitayafa. If you've got a chance to choose Sreifa as Sreifat HaNefesh Vaguf Kayam, that's obviously a lot better than wrapping around this woman with Zmurot and burning her. Well, I understand. So is that what it comes down to? Your sensibilities? So if it comes down to your sensibilities, why are we looking around for where to learn it out from? So if you're supposed to be Brolo Mita Yafa, so then why do I need a Gzera Shava? Forget about the Gzera Shava. Just tell me. The Torah says Saraf, and this is a type of Sreifa, so we'll choose this one. No. If it wouldn't be for Gzera Shava, how do you know that that's even called Sreifa? Maybe that's not called Sreifa, the fact that internally something is destroyed through heat. Ava amina Sreifa, neshama v'guf kayam is b'chlal not Sreifa, lav Sreifa yiklal. And you say the after recha kamova, great, but you still have to keep to what the Torah says. The Torah says to burn them. You want to be mekayim after recha kamocha, make the fire very hot so that they're burned quickly. I mean, but you can't create a whole new chiyuv mitah, which is not going to be yotzei the Torah's chiyuv of Sreifa. So then I would say, for Reb Nachman, lafish lechem v'lei zmorot, have lots of packages of twigs over here in order that they'll burn quickly. Kiecha de listrof la'agal, let them burn fast. Kamash malan, now we know that there are, in fact, a place to learn. I mean, there's a place to learn maybe Sreifa Mamash. But now we see that both of them are called Sreifa. So both are called Sreifa. Now we look to Reb Nachman and say, okay, now we can use Bror Lo Mita Yafa as the basis of which one of the Limudim to choose, because the Torah obviously has allowed us to choose one or the other. Uchvar Hayam Mosheva Aron Achim. You want to know about Nadav Avihu, how they got into that pickle. Moshe and Aaron are walking along. Nadav Avihu are behind them, and everybody else is behind them. And Nadav turns to Avihu and says, gosh, Eimata Yamutu Shnezike Nimala, these old men are screwing up the whole, I mean, they don't know what they're doing anymore. When will they die already? Vaniva Atana Nigatador, and we'll get things moving. Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hanire Mikover at me, let's see who buries who. And even though Lamaisa, it was only Nadav who says to Avihu, but Avihu was quiet. Same thing that we learned by the Maisa of Paro. If you're quiet, you suffer. So, Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hanire Mikover at me. Let's see who gets to bury who. Omer of Papa, Hainu Damri Inchi. There's an old saying that goes, Nefishe Gamli Sabi. There's a lot of old camels around. Tati'ini Mashchido Ugni, who are loaded down with camel skins from youngsters. So don't jump to conclusions based on age. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Lama, Lema, Talmid Chacham Dome Lifnei Ama Aretz. You know, Talmud Chacham's relationship with an Ama Aretz, we're talking about Adas Korach over here. So he had all of these tremendous, they were in the CAA, Dakri, Moed, it says, Anshishem. How did he get then to come along with him? He's in Russia. How is it possible? So I'll tell you. Bitchila domye lekiton shel zahab. Talmud Chacham to an Amar, it's out of reach. It's like, pure gold. What's he going to do with it? But he starts talking to him now. Let's sit down, we'll have a little schmooze. Sibri menu, he's already down to kiton shel kesef. Ne'enemi menu, you take something from the guy? That's it. Domye lekiton shel cheres. You're already a piece of pottery to be thrown out. Disposable. Once he sees you that way, you're never going to rebuild the relationship. That's exactly what happens. The whole connection is just simply broken by accepting anything from these guys. So in Achinami, there's no, you become like one of them.
Wait, who went down?
No, all of the members of Sanhedrin that went out to La Défense with him. Amirta, it's Imrata Batali. There's a maysa with this Imrata Batali was about Kohen Shezinta, and Reb Chama Bar Tuvia was from the late Amoraim. He wrapped her in Chavilei Zmurot and he burned her up. Reb Yehuda said, well, two serious mistakes over there, too bad. Too bad, Tali. You should go into another business. So first of all, Reb Chama was Taya. First of all, he was Ta'ah, but Reb Masna, who said before that it's Ptila Shalavar, not a Ptila to light something on fire. And he wasn't allowed to be Daner Achi of Mitar Obizman Azeh. Ta'ah, but Tanya, Ubata la Kohanim, Aleviyim, Vela Shofeta, Shiyeh, Bayamim Ahim, means Bizman Shiyesh Kohen. When there's a Kohen that's working on the Mizbeach, Yesh Mishpat. Tosfos says, we could just as well have learned out from Min HaMakom, Malamit HaMakom Gorem. When we get there, we shall see whether this is the same, exactly the same limud. Omar Rabbi Elazar Barabbi Tzadok. Maaseh. Bebat Kohen Shezinta. And so they say, well, it wasn't the Bezdin that were Bekiim. They were really Omer of Yosef. They were really a Bezdin of Tzedukim Havim. Wait, that was the story? The conversation between Reb Elazar Barab Tzadok and Reb Yosef? I have a whole different story. There's a bride that it says, Omer of Elazar Barab Tzadok. Zechorani kishayiti tinoku murkava ktefo shalaba. I remember we went to watch one of these exciting burnings, you know. And then they brought this bat kohen shezinta. I was a little kid. I was still on my father's back in my backpack, you know. But that's not the kind of thing you forget at 2 years old. And they wrapped her around with chavilei zmurot, and they burnt her all up. Well, If you were on your dad's back, you were a katan. Vein mevin raya mina katan. What it is you remember you saw as a katan is not acceptable evidence. So what does that have to do with this? And the Mishnah is saying something completely different. They're accepting the story, but they're saying that it comes from a person of Tzedukim. Says, well, what's the problem? Reb Elazar, Reb Tzedek had something for these events, you know? There were two. So one of them when he was a katan, and the other one was later. So there were Tzedek Ma'asim Avik. So which one came first? I mean, Ilema Kamaita Amr Lebereisha. That what he said first, so does this make sense? I mean, like, Kishu Gadol V'lo Ashkach Bei. So then he tells him, Kishu Katan V'Ashkach Bei. That's crazy. You know, if you're telling me the one in the Mishnah is the one he told him first, so then he turns around, well, if you don't believe that one, you should believe the one when I was on my dad's back when I was 2 years old. I mean, that's, of course he's not going to do that. If they didn't accept his testimony, that they were doichet with the Besdin problem. So it turns around now, he'll tell him something when he's a Katan, and that they will pay attention to. They'll just say, he expects to actually listen. Obviously, he told them, well, I remember an actual Maisa. And they said, well, it could be, but you were a katan. So then it said, no, but there was another Maisa. It wasn't as dramatic, but I could tell you when I was a gadol. So for that one, they said it's true. But that was a Beit Din of Toin. And lo haya Beit Din shel Otash Abaki. Those were Tzedukim. So I guess that's it, huh? You have to finish in half an hour. Mitzvat ha-ne'eragin o yometizin et rosho b'sayif k'derech shal malchut osa.
That's what's waiting for me.
Now it's time to cut off his head. So we're talking about the ne'eragin, which is the chiyuv of sayif. They would cut his head through with a sayif, the way that the malchut does. Rabbi Yehuda says that's disgusting. Nivalulo, that's not very pretty. I mean, what's his head going to go bouncing around the street? We'll see. That's what we thought it meant anyway. Later on, we're going to see that wasn't his problem. Nivalulo actually meant because it's the way the malchus does it. So it's like a chukes akum. No. What you do is you bring a sadan, which is a piece of solid wood or a tree trunk, and you make like the Frenchies do it, you know? The coach says bekovitz. Yeah, guillotine. Use a butcher knife, a cleaver on. Oh God. Ain't me tam manuvelet mizu. Do you want him to die like a Frenchman? There's nothing more manuvel on earth. Tanya, and Rabbi Yehuda Chachomim, Afani Yehuda Shemitam Novelati. I wasn't talking about the physicality. Obviously, a cleaver is not a nice way to die. Avomaz, Arayam Retera Bechukotayem Lotelecha. You're saying do it like the Malchus does it. You can't do it. That's an evil. Rabbanan, that's not true. It's written in the Torah to use a sayif. We're not learning from them. Lomi Nayoka Gamrina. And it's not that what they do as a particular chok of akum or something. It's just the way they do it. So Mamela, in that case, there's no Isser, Bechukotayim Lotelech of the Makor is not them. Tosis points out, if it were done particularly as an act of Avodah Zarah, so then Enochinami, that would mean that even if it was mentioned in the Torah, we would have to do something about that, to do it in a different way. If you don't think that that is true, so the tiny sarfina la melachim velo midarke emori. It says that you're allowed to go and to be seref the tekelim of a melach that aren't used for anybody else, and it's not called darke emori, despite the fact that the emorim do that. How can we do that? Doesn't it say bechukoteim lo teilecho? Must be because kivan dechtiv sreifa bioraita. Since lamaisa we find that it does say in the Torah, b'shalom tamut, b'misrifat avotecha amlakim arishonim, yisrifu lecha, v'hoyadon, yispedu lecha, as we just spoke about this. So since by Tzidkiyo, he is told that they will be seref on him. So obviously, we're not learning it from them, lavinayu kagam rinan. So achinami kima dechtiv sayef bioraita, lavinayu kagam rinan. So we're learning it out of the pasuk. V'haditznan, b'idach pirkin Elohina neheragin, and arotzeach vanshe irani dachat. I mean, I understand the irani dachat. It says beferish by the irani dachat lefi chorev. It doesn't say anything about a cherev when it comes to rotzeach, does it? So where do you get the idea that this, like misa here, is a reference to using a cherev? Sounds awfully primitive. I mean, maybe this thing of irani dachat is supposed to really make a tremendous impression. But rotzeach minola. The Tanya, because it says by someone, Ki akeh ish et avdo, so when you kill an eved or amato, it says over there, nakom yinakem. Nakom yinakem, and we understand that nakom yinakem, if I would just have that pasuk, I wouldn't know what that means. Avenge their death. Nekimazu eni yudeyamau. But when it says, beferish in a pasuk, vaviti alechem cherev, nokemet nekam brit, so obviously, nakam is a lotion of cherev. So you see, hare aviomer nekama zu sayef. The nekim over here is the sayef of the cherev. Okay, but still, where do you get the idea that you slip off his head? I mean, maybe you stab him with a knife. So, Ema, the bar is like Mivras. Well, no, it says Lefi Cherev. The Lefi Cherev is not the point of the Cherev. It's the mouth of the Cherev. It's the Cherev Pipiot, means that either side has the peh. So that obviously it's a reference to the peh. Some have a pshat over here that I personally do not believe, but that their Madaic Lefi Cherev means only one of the mouths. And if you stab him, you're using both mouths, because then it's Pipiot, because it's going in on both sides. I mean, that's my personal item to, in terms of the language. I don't think that's the diak. The ema do avid like yistra. So why not slice him straight down his length, flip into two parts? Amram Nachman, Amram Rabba Barvu, Amram Krovi. After lecha kabocha. That's it. Look, if you're telling me there's different ways to use the picherev, I'm going to choose the nicest way. Zibrolo mitayafa. Okay, the pasuk you brought, however, is a case particularly of someone who kills an eved. I mean, so that's dafka to katel avda. Bar chori minolan, how do we know that the chiyav for ritzich of a normal person would be with a sayiv? Well, I understand. I mean, what else? Lav kal v'chomer, katel avda b'sayiv. So what are you going to say? Stam misa for ben chorin is less than sayiv. It's chenek. We're going to be more machmer on an eved and an oma. Doesn't make sense. Yeah, but wait a minute. That's a machlokas. That's the Tanakhama Rabbi Shimon, right? If you hold that chenek is kal, that's a good argument. But if what if you hold chenek is chamur? So then, what are you going to say then? Ah, okay, so that I'll learn from somewhere else. Since it says, analyzing the pasuk, V'ata teva'er hadam anakim mikirbecha ki ta'aseh hayashar b'nei Hashem. So that means, in the Parsha Vegel Arufa, Biur hadam mikir becha. That means all domim, kol shofchit domim, are compared to Egla Arufa. And an Egla Arufa has its head cut with a sayif. Not only that, it's his neck. Now wait. I've come 7 minutes after, but over there's not really, I mean, it's maybe technically a sayif, but it looks like a butcher's cleaver. It's a kufit, and it's the back of his neck, which is not, you said, we're not going to do a Frenchie job here. And then now all of a sudden you bring a rifle and go, Rufa. So why not learn malala bekufits? Umimul oref. Afkan bekufits umimul oref. Umrim nachorma rabba barvua, that already, look, we know already there's a cherev that's no kim to come. And we understand that this is just coming to tell me that it's included in the dinim of cherev. But we're not necessarily limited to using dafka this limut. So we have a choice. We have to rega kamocha. Bror lo mitayafa. And as we pointed out in the Mishnah, now it makes sense, the discussion, that is indeed far more manuval. And mamela, we're left, if we don't have to worry about b'chukoteyen, we're left with pi cherev is no came, and that's for all shvichas. Yeah. Omar Reb Elazar bar Rabbi Tzadok, Maaseh bebat kohen achat shezinta, v'kifu achavila izmorot v'sorfu. Omru lo, mipnei shelo yebeitin shelota she'abaki. Mai petila, omru bat petila shel avar. Minalan, at yosrefa srefa beyadat korach. Ma'ala alan srefat neshama v'guf kayam. Afkan, srefat neshama v'guf kayam. Rabbi Elazar omer, at yosrefa srefa, mimnei Aaron, Ma'ala alan srifat neshama v'guf kayam, avkan srifat neshama v'guf kayam. Man di yolev mi'adat korach minolo, that was the case be'adat korach. Dechtivet machtot achata'im ha'ila benafshotam. That means nafshotam was nisrefet, but guf kayam. V'idach, no. That's talking about real srifa. When it says benafshotam, only means nitchayvu srifa liskei nafshotam, meaning achila v'shtia, k'resh lakish, don't resh lakish by dechtiv, b'chanfei la'agema og charak alay shinemo, b'shvachanufash yichnifu lekorach alitzkei legima, charak alayem sar shal geinom shinav. Uman the olive in the Aaron, minolei dechti vayamutu lifnei Hashem vayamutu means kein mita veidach. No. That was a ma'aseh straight from mamish. It says vayamutu. It started vayamutu, but it was adchabu migavoi. But then it started kein mita, but then it moved on and destroyed the rest of their body. The Tanya Abba Yosef ben Ustoy Omer, Shnei Chutin Shalesh Yatsu Mi Beit Kodesh HaKodashim, Venechleku Le'arba, Venechlesu Shnei Bechot Boshel Zeh, Veshnei Bechot Boshel Zeh Vesorfun. Ayva Akhti V'tochal Otam, so what's it Memayit? It's Memayit, Otam V'lo Bigdeyim. V'neilav Miporim HaNisrafim, Malan HaNisrafa Mamash, Av Kan Srafa Mamash, Mistavu Mi Adam Avilei Lameilav, Shekein Adam, Netzachotei, and it's the death, it's the neshama, and there's no pigle. Adarab, and Mipor Minisrab, Abel and Melav, she came, that's what she's supposed to do, it's a machshir, and it's a mitzvah dorot. Anach lefishin. Man di olav miadat korach matayim la olav vinei aron, because he says, that's the point, I'm saying that's Srifah Mamash, avoy. No, that's our point, so learn from it that it's Srifah Mamash. Om Reb Nachman, Om Reb Abba Avu, Om Akrabi, Afloreacha Kamocha, Baror la meita yafa. So if that's what it comes down to, what are we all talking about Gzeira Shava for at all? Because he loved Gzeira Shava, Amina Srefa, Nishama V'guf Kayam, loved Srefa Yiklal. It says, V'yafla Re'echa Kamoch, and what are you supposed to do? Love Fishnei, Chavilei Zmurot, Keichel Lissir V'lagal, Kamash V'lan. Uchvar Hayam Moshe V'Aaron Malchin B'derech, V'Nadav Aviyo Malchin Achareyem, V'cho Yisrael Achareyem, Amar Lo Nadav L'Aviyo, Ashanda. אם אתה ימותו שני זכרים הללו ואני ואתה נהיג את הדור. אמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא, נראה מי קובר את מי. אמר פה בעין עוד אמר אינשי, נפי שגם לסבי, דתיני משכי דאוגני. אמר רבי אלעזר למה, תלמיד חכם דומה בפני עם הארץ. בתחילה דומה לכיתון של זהב, סיפר ממנו. דומה לכיתון של כסף, נהנה ממנו. דומה לכיתון של חרס, כפי שנשבר, שוב אין לו תקנה. אם ראת בטל, Bat Kohen Shizinta, Vayakvar of Chama Bartuvia Chavile Zmurat, Visorfua, Omer of Yosef Torbetarti, Torbet of Matna, that it means a Ptila, Vito, Bidetanya, Vatala Kohen, well, Vim, Alashofeta Shayeba, Emim, Bismanche Kohen Yish Mishpat, Bismanche in Kohen in Mishpat.